Welcome to Credit Matters Newsletter for October 2021. Our monthly newsletter contains information about financial risk management issues, blogs, advice of new business listings, and free advice from organisations such as ASIC. What's new at Credit Matters? First, our apologies for the late supply of our September newsletter. A little technology glitch caused the problem, which has since been fixed. At the moment, due to a change in circumstances, all good, we are working on the development of a new format and operation for Credit Matters. This process will take a little time. In the meantime, we will continue to send our monthly newsletters, and if you would like to promote your business services, you can still contact Kim at kim@creditmatters.com.au. In addition, Kim is still available to help with your questions and concerns if you need any assistance. After all, the real recession, although it is not officially recognised recession one, is gaining momentum, and therefore it may be wise to contact Kim to see if he can assist. Please note, it doesn't hurt to make contact if you have any questions or realise you need help. It will hurt, however, if there are actions you could have taken but didn't because you didn't ask for help or ask the questions that are worrying you. Attached are two more important reports from the Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman. Quote of the month: the death of democracy is not likely to be an assassination from ambush. It will be a slow extinction from apathy, indifference, and undernourishment. Robert M. Hutchins. Monthly business observation. You might well ask what this quote has to do with business. The answer, the theme of this saying, also relates to protecting the rights and assets of your business. Many business people and managers only think of the negatives of having their customers sign properly prepared trading contracts with strict payment terms. Their negatives include: 1. The cost of having the documentation prepared by a suitably qualified lawyer. 2. To ensure the documents have been properly signed by the customer. 3. If the documentation is not properly signed, the associated time and emotional issues on whether it is worth the risk of having the documents signed properly. 4. Deciding and then insisting that the documents be signed and returned before any goods and services are supplied. In addition, there are the emotional and dollar costs which need to be paid when it comes to enforcing the contract if the customer does not pay. These negative factors are: 1. Wasting time in first sending the customer's account for debt collection because the supplier doesn't want to upset the customer, and then if the account is not paid. 2. Whether or not to commence legal action because of the perceived lack of success of forcing the customer into paying the debt by legal action. What is often forgotten by management and business owners is that these actions are all focused on asset protection. When this aspect is forgotten and your business's rights are not enforced, this means all the previous costs to the final stage are wasted. In addition, over time, debtors also learn they can steal from your firm with a minimum cost to themselves. The similar nature of not protecting democracy and your business's rights are therefore the same. If you don't fight and understand the need for protecting either, you cannot complain when they are lost. Monthly business conundrum. Is the attention to details plus identifying what is right or wrong with a situation or process, which is often the indication that all is not well. Unfortunately, and all too often, the employee who discovers all is not well in the business is often ridiculed for bringing the problem to the attention of management and for asking awkward questions. There are many reasons for the above responses by management, and this discussion is for another occasion. The important point I wish to make in this article, the situations and awkward questions highlighted by these annoying employees, should never be underestimated. The two main reasons for not acting with interest and concern are as follows. First, if a problem is highlighted and acted on, it may lead to substantial cost savings or the identification of or in preventing a fraud in the first place. Second, if management treats the information provided incorrectly with ridicule or without due respect, the annoying employee may stop providing valuable information, which leads to further unnecessary costs. Worse still, if the employee feels aggrieved enough, they may just exploit their situation for their own benefit. It'd be wise, therefore, if management learned to deal properly with those employees which others may assume to be annoying and a problem. After all, it doesn't matter the source of the information. Every opportunity highlighting a potential problem is necessary to save costs and prevent fraud. This month's Business Inconvenient Truth. Many fraudsters and criminals are better business people than mainstream business people trying to operate legally. If fraudsters and criminals generally are the great business people, what can we as mainstream business owners and managers learn from them? The first factor, which is a stumbling block for most people, is that crime involves theft and deception with a good possibility of going to jail. It is these factors, coupled with the upbringing of many people, are amongst the reasons why mainstream business people overlook the fact that criminals are also business people. As a result, mainstream business people often overlook the factors that make crime such a profitable business enterprise. Not for one minute am I advocating that you become a criminal. What I am advocating is that you study criminals, business behaviour and attributes. So why are criminals so good at what they do? A review of their key attributes and operating practices of criminals includes the following. 1. They are rarely afraid of the consequences of their behaviour. 2. They are resilient, and a knockback does not stop them from trying something new. 3. They learn from every mistake. 4. Every act focuses on all businesses and people as potential customers. 5. They understand human behaviour and, in particular, the strengths and weaknesses of their customers. 6. They use the best of technology and marketing practices. 7. They never seem to run out of cash to invest in their business. It is these factors which make criminals such good business people and are lacking in so many mainstream business people these days. Make no mistake, the best of business people who don't resort to criminality also adhere to the above attributes without going to jail. Thank you for listening to this month's Credit Matters newsletter.